This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America moving along, especially our nation's truckers, the men and the women out there, coast to coast, border to border, keeping the freight moving. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And now we have the longest running guest that we've had on the program. Almost started when we started on the air. It was the same week. It just wasn't the same beginning day. It's Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website. All right. There they are. There they are. All right. See ya. There they go. Took that. It was that quick. Okay. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we start out with an article that was on your website, undergroundusa.com, about the Biden administration inviting the UN to investigate systemic racism in the United States.
Yeah, Secretary of State Blinken, and not, I guess, he issued a standing invitation to the United Nations Human Council, the Human Rights Council, to come and investigate systemic racism in the United States the same week that the UN decided they were going to start investigating abuses by police departments all over the world against people from the African continent. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got a law in the United States. We are the only country on the face of the planet in the history of man that has actually had a civil war to end systemic racism, to end slavery.
Correct.
We are the last best hope for freedom on the planet. If the United States falls, there is nowhere else to go for people who want to be left alone by their government. Mm-hmm. So what is the motive behind this? It's not transparency, because we've seen that the Biden administration has embraced people who say that there's systemic racism here. They've embraced critical race theory. They're endorsing it in the schools. So this has to be viewed as an attempt to kneecap the United States on a moral ground, so that countries like, and this is what blows the mind, countries who sit on the UN Human Rights Council, like China, Afghanistan, you know, Iran just got finished with a stint there, so that they can actually criticize the United States about their human rights. When is When do we meet that point in time where this administration has gone too far and the American people openly start castigating them for what they're trying to do to destroy our country?
Well, you're right. You're right. And by the way, the teachers union president, Randy Weingarten, backpedaled on something that she said this week. Yeah, I know. Liar, liar, pants on fire, after claiming that Ron DeSantis would cause millions to die in Florida because of them not wearing masks in the schools.
Yeah, you got to kind of, hey, Randy Barfgarden, you got to start following the science, not the political science, but the actual science. You know, we've got, 70%? Inoculated, or we're
That's
coming
right.
up on 70%.
That's right.
Florida and Texas were open before anybody else, so we're not having resurgence.
We're not having
a flood of new COVID cases. So what is she thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds to me like the head of the teachers mm-hmm. union, the second largest teachers union in the United States,
mm-hmm.
is once again making the case for not opening schools.
Mm-hmm. And California just went back to mandatory masks because they've got 1,000 cases a day being reported. But these are all people that were not vaccinated, some of whom were illegal. But the primary thing here is they were not vaccinated, and now they're getting sick with the variant.
Yeah, that's Los Angeles County.
Yep.
It's not even up in the northern part
no.
of the state.
No.
So what is Los Angeles and Los Angeles County?
Illegal.
Aren't they saying? Sure. Aren't they sanctuary areas?
They sure are.
Huh.
Big time.
That's interesting. We're not doing aggressive testing at the border. The border's wide open, unless you're Cuban or Haitian, by the way.
Yeah.
And now we're having to shut down again because sanctuary cities are starting to have COVID spikes.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like an irresponsible border policy to me.
By the way, have you bought your T-shirt yet that says Choose Freedom Over Bocciism from Ron DeSantis?
Not yet, but my girlfriend looked at me last night and says, we're getting those.
You bet. You bet. I'm getting that and I'm getting the hat. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I might even get a couple of koozies. I love it.
Sure.
It's the truth. This guy has been lying the whole time for opportunistic purposes. It's time to send the message.
You betcha. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more. Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go there, check out his podcast, check out all the different things that he does, and we'll be right back. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, and that 2 million is a combined total of internet, satellite, and terrestrial radio. Now, I want to tell you about Moss Nissan, because it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and all the way out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss Nissan with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? Got them. And boy, they are commanding a great resale price right now. They're up 21 to 30% depending on what you're driving. You can upgrade your ride now, get more money for your vehicle than what you thought you were going to get, and have some extra money in your pocket more than likely. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, is their motto. And don't forget to check out the all-new Rogue. Yes, the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Save Your You Serve You Save program, which means all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors get taken great care of. So check them out. Their locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. They're online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's worth another $500 when you walk in the door and just utter those words. Hey, the captain sent me. They'll make a note, and that's what you're going to get right off the bat, off the vehicle you're looking at. Okay, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com website. Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Arizona is having some Senate hearings on the Maricopa County election audit, And it's been devastating news so far to the radical left and the Biden administration, because here's what we found out yesterday. It seems that 74,243 mail-in ballots, keyword folks, mail-in ballots, were counted with no clear record of postage on them of being sent. How can you have a mail-in ballot that was mailed with no postage stamp on it?
Well, this is why governments all over the world, not just in the separate 50 states, have not gone with mail-in ballots, because of the opportunity for voter fraud. No other civilized Western country does this. So this is where you're going to find it, if you're going to find it. Overarching issue here is we're asking for audits, we're asking for all the paperwork, we're asking for transparency, and what is the Biden administration DOJ doing? What are the House Democrats doing? They're calling for investigations into the audits to make sure everything was fair and okay. Well, bad news there, House Democrats and Biden DOJ. Elections, federal elections, are the purview of the state legislatures. They execute their elections so that they can certify their electors to the Electoral College so that they can vote in the Electoral College. Your oversight isn't needed. As a matter of fact, your oversight is tantamount to unconstitutional. So when we see the hearings by Carolyn Maloney, and we see the DOJ rattling about wanting to start an investigation, these are all political intimidation tactics that usually happen in third world countries.
Yeah.
So once again, I got to ask, when did the American people finally have enough? When did they say you've crossed the line, Biden administration, and the Marxists behind you? You've crossed the line and you're damaging the country, and we want you to stop.
Mm-hmm. Now, we heard from Black Lives Matter yesterday. They reacted to the Cubans engaging in the pro-freedom demonstrations by praising the communist Cuban regime that oppresses its own people. And Marco Rubio spoke up and said, you know, I would like to offer this opportunity to provide transportation for anyone from the BLM that wants to go to Cuba.
Absolutely, and AF too. She came out and said that America was complicit in the pain that the Cuban people were feeling. You know, give it a shot. Give it a shot. I saw a posting on a social media platform yesterday that showed pictures of the inside of a Cuban hospital in Havana, and it looked like a back alley in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, you think communism is so fantastic? You know, here's a nice summer camp for all of the people who believe they're socialist or communist here in the United States. Go to Venezuela for 4 months with nothing. Leave your American Express cards at home and go try to survive for 4 months in Venezuela or Cuba and see how hard it is to live under the yoke of communism.
Yeah, 5 eggs a month.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, your entire month's pay goes to get a package of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, these people down in Cuba are protesting for freedom, mm-hmm. not for new PPEs, not because they're not getting the corona vaccine counseling that they need. They want freedom and a free market. And what our administration is doing is it's awful. And I sent you that link last night.
Yeah.
We've got people from Florida who are saying
that
enough is enough, who are loading their boats up and bringing food and supplies down to the freedom fighters who are protesting in the streets, getting shot at, by the way.
Yeah, and I got some information about that because, as you know, I'm an amateur radio operator, so I've been monitoring a lot of these frequencies, and they're not on the generic frequencies. You got to work a little bit to find them. And the communicating's out there. Now, I can't tell what's going on land. I haven't been able to find that out in Cuba, but the boats are communicating with other boats that apparently they're meeting somewhere, transferring the supplies, and they're going back to Cuba. I just hope the military isn't stopping them somewhere along the way.
Well, and that's the point. They're going to have to be clandestine about this because it wouldn't, yes, it would be the Cuban Navy, but it would probably also be our own Coast Guard.
Yeah.
When did we stop trying to deliver freedom around the world?
Yeah, we have Coast Guard vessels all through there.
Yeah, when did we stop wanting to fight communism on the world stage? It seems like we're trying to enjoin it. What the hell are the Biden people doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to do anything that's anti-American, in my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you, they're doing a damn good job of selling out to the Chinese and trying to install communism as the new status quo here in the United States. And people, we have got to stand up and push back very hard against this, and if it comes down to a matter of state sovereignty and clawing it back from the federal government, so be it.
All right, well, hold on a minute. We got a caller. Okay, is this Mel in Saratoga Springs? What's your question for Frank, please?
Yeah, well, it's sort of Frank was saying about what our administration is abhorrent. Frank, it may be your administration, but it's not mine. Biden is not my president. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, Biden is our president, and if you don't like it, then I guess you can go somewhere else. I don't like it either, but he's the president.
It is what it is. The Democrats said the same thing when Trump was in there. So if we stop the rhetoric like that and we say we don't like our president, but he is, then we're actually following the rule of law, which, as John Adams said, is tantamount. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of men. And what he meant was we have a set of principles and rules that we follow, and we must take a knee with our own emotions. Now, I didn't like 8 years of Obama.
Yeah. Now, can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, good. Now, I want to get this out there real quick. The Texas House Speaker, Dade Blahn, is sending a chartered aircraft to Washington, D.C. to bring back the Democrats who went AWOL. And he's giving them a chance to come back on this plane. And if they don't, there'll be a warrant for their arrest. And when they do come back, they will be arrested on the spot.
Yeah, this has happened before. This is now starting to become a stunt. What I did like was that the Texas House Speaker started taking away leadership positions from the Democrats.
And he also took away their per diem pay.
Yeah, and good. They shouldn't be getting paid.
$221 a day.
Yeah, their job is not to be lobbyists in Washington, D.C. Their job is to be in Austin legislating for even the people that don't have a D behind their name.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, there's not a district in any district in Texas that is 100% Democrat. So the Republicans in the districts of these people who have fled, they're disenfranchising Republicans in their districts of representation in Austin.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out all the great things he's got. Plus, he's got a podcast over there, too. Give a listen to that. All right, we've got Ron Edwards.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the joint futures forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunities for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and northern France. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this portion of the program brought to you by Everglades Equipment Group. Now, you know, nothing runs like a deer, a John Deere, that is. And Everglades Equipment Group is your hometown John Deere dealer. But not only do they have the tractors and the backhoes and the heavy equipment and all that, did you know that John Deere also has push mowers, leaf blowers, power tools? Well, they do, and you can get them at your local Everglades Equipment Group, where you'll find reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Now, there happen to be four dealerships in the state of Florida where my signal goes out, where they can hear us right now. And I will tell you that you can go there and say you got a garden. Say you got some flower garden, or maybe you've got a little fruit trees or something like that. They've got everything that you can use to not only use the potting soil and the mulch and the fertilizer, but the spray if you need to spray the tree to get the bugs off it and all that sort of stuff. Or insecticide or fungicide, whatever it is you need. They have all of that there at Everglades Equipment Group. So stop by, check them out. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And good morning again. And thanks for sticking around.
Absolutely. Anytime and always, my friend.
All right. Now, I've got a situation here that I got to run by you. Governor Cuomo is about to be questioned over the weekend. He's going to be interviewed Saturday by New York State Attorney General's office, as well as the Manhattan District Attorney, in the sexual harassment probe that's going on. How'd you like to be a fly in the wall for that one?
No, it would be a gas. And you know, I'm not a defender of Governor Cuomo. I think his execution of what happened during COVID sucked. I think he's probably guilty of what these women are charging. And if I'm actually being honest to the Me Too movement, I have to believe all women.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we don't do that when it happens on the right. But he's got two people who are going to be questioning him that were put into office by George Soros.
Yep.
You know, so is this guy who I don't like, is he going to get a fair questioning? Is it going to be done fairly so that he actually has a chance and be innocent before proven guilty? Now, I want to point this out. We don't necessarily care for Governor Cuomo, but we
no.
still believe that he should have an honest day in court.
Correct.
That's the difference between the right and today's left. Today's left says, well, if you're guilty on social media, we have to figure out how long you should be in prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this guy needs and deserves his day in front of our justice system. And if he's guilty, and like I said, I'm inclined to believe he probably is, if the evidence points that way, then he should pay a price.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked a little bit about the Afghan interpreters, and we talked about the people that were in the pipeline over in Afghanistan. But here's the back page story. About 20,000 Afghans who worked as interpreters for the United States and their families are now asking for U.S. asylum. And we've got until the end of July to get them out under the operation that they've got going on there. I don't think we're going to get them all out. I just don't see it.
Yeah, the 2 weeks to vet and package and relocate is 20,000 people is going to be a task. And people need to keep in mind, too, and we said this a couple of weeks back when they were, even months back when they were talking about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, Taliban will take charge again. No one should be mistaken about that. And when they do, the bloodletting that is going to happen is going to be akin to what Pol Pot did in Cambodia after Vietnam.
Yes, sir.
Women were not supposed to be mainstream. Girls were not supposed to be in school. Nothing Western was supposed to be happening over there.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Taliban comes back in, after having the benefit of fighting the most lethal military apparatus in the world for 20 years, with a lot of their equipment, these people will necessarily be executed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I don't know what this withdrawal, you know, the withdrawal, how it was planned, that Biden gave them a thumbs up to do this without consequence for people who are going to get slaughtered on the ground over there. Not brilliant.
No, and our allies are really mad at us. Some of the allied generals that were in NATO that were over there, Poland in particular, is really mad about this.
You know, and this comes with how long we stayed there. We needed to come in and make a definitive statement after 9/11, finish that mission, get bin Laden, and do it viciously.
And leave.
And leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some people who said we should have lit the candle on the caves of Tora Bora. I can't say that I disagree with them adamantly about that.
We did drop a Moab on them, remember, one time.
One. You know, it should have been a daily. It should have been a daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
Then we said, don't do it again, and gone back and left the Afghans what the Afghans want to do. Now we've opened the door for China.
Mm-hmm.
China will be in there with the Afghans. As a matter of fact, the Taliban have already said the Chinese are our friends.
Yeah, and don't forget what they're going for, lithium.
Absolutely.
The batteries.
While we look at Afghanistan as some kind of a desert waste, a mountainous desert wasteland, there are minerals all over that country, and that's what China's going in to do. And once China has marked their territory over there, do you think they're just going to leave?
No. No, and they've been getting lithium all the time. It's been mined by North Korean operators.
Yeah, so this is a bad move all the way around, with no good side at all, except for we're going to be saving American lives. This needed to be executed a lot better.
Now, Haiti is in a unique situation. We've just had an American security firm that apparently was on shaky footing here out of Miami that had some sort of cockamamie $800,000 scheme to do some sort of work there for the government, and that fell through for whatever reason. But now we hear from President Biden that the U.S. will protect the Haitian embassy, okay, with additional forces. Well, apparently we sent 100 Marines there, what's called a fast force. But we're not going to send any troops or anything else that's there that the Haitian government's asking us to do, like the airport and government buildings.
You know, Haiti has been a troubled place ever since Baby Doc.
Yep.
And they've got a corruption problem in their government there that kind of makes Chicago during the daily years and Tammany Hall in New York combined look like a Boy Scout camp.
Mm-hmm.
So, with you take a look at the aid that went there after the earthquake. Where is it? I mean, there's still places that have blue tarps down there after all those years. You know, so they've got some problems down there. And this one, I might have to go along with Biden on. Let's protect our embassy. Let them work this out. Get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it won't be the first time we've done that. By the way, our Governor Ron DeSantis, the FCC's chairman, Mr. Carr, are urging President Biden to green light beaming the Internet via satellite to the Cubans, turning our pods around and pointing them towards Cuba so that they can get Internet, which they're not getting right now.
Absolutely. Not only that, I'd go a step further and redo the Radio Free Europe stuff and start beaming messages of support about freedom and liberty and what it can give and capitalism and bombard it and combat what the Cuban government's trying to do right now.
I got another one for you. Take one of our old spy ships, like remember the Pueblo-class ships? We still got those ships. Take them and put them about 40 miles offshore Cuba and just drop the anchor.
Do it. Do it. The more we can help the Cuban people right now on what they're trying to do in the streets of Cuba, the better. It's time. It's their time.
Well, we need to convince, unfortunately, Biden and company, the Democrats. And by the way, AOC and her ilk and Black Lives Matter, who praised the Cuban government. And by the way, Marco Rubio did do one thing that I really liked yesterday. He said, I'll pay to get the BLM folks on a boat, on a plane, send them to Cuba, and they can stay there for a while.
Yeah, this is a teachable moment, as I would say, in the education sector. It's time to expose the fact that the people who are in control of our federal government are more concerned about not engaging in removing a communist regime in Cuba than they are in removing the communist regime. That's the side they're on, people.
We will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend. Have yourself a great weekend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato. Frank Salvato. And don't forget that it's all about we the people here on this program. Be right back with Patrick Hyland on sports.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blinds, blades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, give her a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. Or just stop by the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, to the telephone lines, and we are going to talk a little sports here. We've got one of our callers up there in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, what's your name again? I forgot to ask you.
Good on, man. How are you?
Okay, good. Now, we've talked to you quite a bit on the radio. You want to make a point, and this is a great point about the NFL and what they are fixing on doing, so go right ahead.
Die, NFL, die. That's my point. They want to start playing the Black National Anthem before the National Anthem. They have become separatists, and they expect us to separate with them, and we're not. It's not happening. They are done. I'm so glad that we in Atlanta have a soccer team because the Falcons can kick rocks. We're just done with this. The last line of the Black National Anthem doesn't give homage to the United States. It gives homage to the place of their origin, which is the entire continent of Africa. All right. Now, as far as them being African Americans, I understand that. You know, they're not. All right, because I've been to Black Lives Matter protests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The one thing that I did not see at Black Lives Matter protest, I did not see African. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as far as the Black National Anthem goes, no, I'm not seeing them.
Oops.
You know,
All right, you cut in and out on me. So try. What did you just say?
I wanted to say that I'm done with the NFL.
Okay.
You guys had an incredible hockey season this year. An incredible hockey season. Congratulations on the Stanley Cup.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your call, and we're going to elaborate on that because I think this is nuts what they're doing right now. It's the beginning of the end for the NFL.
Yep. God bless you.
All right. Thanks a lot, my friend. You take care and enjoy the day up there in Atlanta.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right. There you go. Now, folks, think about this for a minute. The ratings were down for baseball, for basketball, for football. When hockey tried it, they got away from it real quick because they saw what happened there. Why would you want to do this again and add insult to injury? You're not going to gain anything. All you're going to do is lose. All you're going to do is lose. And it's been proven. All you're going to do is lose. Are they out of their mind? And again, if these people start taking knees and this, that, and the other, now play the Black National Anthem before the American Anthem. I mean, give me a break. Gee whiz. Nobody in their right mind is going to think this is a good thing. Nobody. And it's not. And it's going to cost them merchandising money. It's going to cost them advertising money. It's going to cost them people watching them. They're not going to watch them. And why would you do that when you just worked so hard to get yourself back to where maybe you had a little bit of money? I don't get it. Call me crazy, but I just don't get it. If somebody's got an explanation, 877-969-8600. Okay, and where is the Black Nation? Oh, Flip, where is the Black Nation? I don't know. I don't hear him say anything to you, Flip. And by the way, I hope you had a good time last night at your event. Speaking of which, I'm going to be at a birthday party today for our pal, our World War II veteran, Fred, over there in the mainlands, and that starts at about 11:30 at the clubhouse in, area number 4, section number 4. All veterans and friends are invited to come. There'll be free food there, and veterans, you're encouraged to wear your military hat so that Fred can see who you are. Now, Fred is our buddy that served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam in three different services. He was in the Navy in World War II. He was in the Marines in Korea. And he was in the Army in Vietnam. I believe he served for 42 years, if I got the numbers right. No, it was either 40 or 42, but I believe it was 42 years. Heck of a guy. And he's become a friend of ours over there. We've had him over at Mission Barbecue for the Have Lunch with the Captain a number of times. My buddy John Zach has brought him over there with his wife. And today we're going to go celebrate his birthday. We're all going to show up over there. He knows we're coming, so it's not like we're going to excite him and we're going to have to pick him up off the floor. He knows we're coming. But what he doesn't know is what we're bringing with us. So there you go. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to it. And it's a better place to go than downtown Tampa today anyway. So there you go. And again, That's what good people do for good people. Okay, who's this? Is this Flip again? Okay, Mr. Flip. 42. Yeah, Wow was right, Flip. Wow was right. If you're around, you're welcome to come over there into the mainlands, head for the clubhouse in section number 4. That's where we'll be, just so you know. Now, again, my question was, what our caller from Atlanta brought up, was about the NFL going back to playing the black national anthem before the American national anthem and putting the black theme messages on the backs of the jerseys and the helmets of the players and all that stuff. How about just God bless America in the back of a helmet? Or how about America first? Or how about we love America? How about something like that for a while? How about doing that? You know, the team, the first team that would do that and stand by it would pack the stadium. They'd pack the stadium. Instead, what these people are going to do is they're going to start losing people in the stands, losing viewers, losing listeners, losing sponsors. Who on earth wants to be involved in that stuff? I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody. The woke culture, I guess, is what they're calling this. Okay. Let me look over here real quick. Now, the proud people of Cuba obviously are desperate to be free. Wonder what they'd do if they put Black Lives Matter all over everything. Wonder how that would work down there in Cuba. I'll bet it wouldn't. Those incredible people down there in the streets risking everything to holler one word, freedom, freedom. Now, I don't know what's going on right now in terms of inside Cuba, because it's kind of gotten dark with communications. But I can tell you I was monitoring the radio frequencies that I have at my fingertips, and I was hearing a lot of chatter from the boats that were going down there, plus some different people, commercial people on commercial radios that were out there. And they might have been ships, for all I know. It might have been that sort of thing, because it was closed frequencies, FM, where businesses are on there. But they were all out down there in the Straits of Florida. And then, of course, you could hear the Coast Guard vessels calling out, too, from time to time. But it's got to be crowded down there, because they're trying to get supplies to Cuba as best they can with these boats that they've got from Miami and Marathon and Key West. And they are taking supplies, meeting other boats on the water, trying to get them transferred over and get them into Cuba. Again, I don't know if they're getting there. I have no way of knowing that, because we're not hearing anything coming out of Cuba itself. But all we can do is hope so, and we'll see what happens. And again, who knows? And Al, you'll never see that on a helmet on an NFL team. You will never see that on a helmet on an NFL team. You should, but it'll never be there, unfortunately. All righty, folks. Weekend show tonight. For those of you that don't get the weekend show, I'll see you all Monday morning. Have yourself a great day. Stay safe, and it's all about America. God.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.